This is Bird Note. With many migratory songbirds in North America declining at an alarming rate, it's ever more important to map their travels, to learn what they require for food and shelter, when and where. But until recently, it's been impossible to monitor the precise journey of a bird such as the wood thrush. Now, we have tiny, lightweight geolocators. When attached to songbirds, these devices record light levels at sunrise and sunset, marking the bird's exact location. When scientists affixed them to wood thrushes and purple martins in Pennsylvania, the next spring, the returning birds provided new and fascinating information. The geolocators showed that during fall migration, the songbirds rest and feed at specific stopover points in the southwestern U.S. and the Yucatan Peninsula. And in the case of the wood thrushes, they winter in a narrow band of habitat in Honduras and Nicaragua. The geolocators also documented that spring migration is much more rapid than previously thought. One female purple martin flew from the Amazon basin to northern Pennsylvania in 13 days, with 9 days on the wing, an average of over 350 miles a day. Whether spring or fall, we're learning the location of habitats that need to be protected to help the birds survive. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.